From Tidbits on February 23rd, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 23rd, 2009. ScreenFlow 1.5 from Telestream is the latest version of the highly regarded screencasting software for Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. Changes include titling and text support that enables users to add text objects directly to the timeline, customizable mouse pointers, 10 new audio effects, the capability to mix mono microphones to stereo, and integration with Telestream's Flip for Mac WMV, which lends Windows Media support. The update also addresses two critical bugs that cause crashes after upgrading to QuickTime 7.6, one when importing QuickTime content, and one when exporting to your Apple TV, iPod, or iPhone. The full list of bug fixes is available as a PDF document from Telestream's website. Mercury Mover 2.0.3 from Helium Foot Software is a minor maintenance update to the keyboard shortcut utility for moving and resizing windows. Issues that have been resolved include incompatibility with NVIDIA video cards, poor interface layout on smaller displays, windows incorrectly centering when display sizes change, and the frontmost application not being properly restored when dismissing Mercury Mover with its hotkey. Text Expander 2.5.2 from Smile on My Mac updates the typing shortcut utility with several new features and some minor bug fixes. The latest version enables users to create snippets from shell scripts, assign those snippets abbreviations, and then trigger the shell scripts with those abbreviations. Also new is improved format handling when creating snippets from the clipboard, and a fix for a bug that caused problems with updating URL-based snippet groups. MacBook SMC Update 1.3 from Apple is a specific firmware update for the 2009 white polycarbonate MacBook. SMC stands for System Management Controller, a microcontroller located on the logic board that is responsible for the computer's power functions. As such, the update addresses issues causing slow startup times when starting up from battery power only. Wiretap Studio 1.0.8 from Ambrosia Software is a minor update to the tool for recording and editing audio on your Mac. The update brings enhanced editor capabilities, improved handling of large files, a fix for an issue that prevented new recordings from appearing after creating or updating a library, a fix for a bug that caused problems in live preview when opening particular file formats, and improved support for iPhone exports. Things 1.0.4 from Cultured Code is a maintenance update to the Getting Things Done inspired task manager. In the latest version, adding a new task to a completed project now marks the project as incomplete. Adding a new task to a logged project now marks the task as logged. And marking a task as uncompleted in a completed project now marks the project as uncompleted. Additionally, dragging items from the trash to another area now marks those items as active. The update also improves reliability and support for iPhone Sync. The ConceptDraw WebWave plugin from CS Odessa is a new plugin for ConceptDraw Pro 8. ConceptDraw WebWave enables users to plan and design websites quickly through website prototyping, page mockup creation, and site mapping. The plugin offers website content and documentation functionality, site structure planning capabilities, a color generator that enables users to design color schemes, and access to additional web-specific objects and template libraries. ConceptDraw WebWave is also capable of managing project resources with its capability to assign resources and generate to-do lists. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.